And the one who is visiting you tonight, today, is the one called the Almighty. Psalm 91, verse 1. Psalm 91, verse 1 calls him than any general and is able to meet all needs. A young man called Solomon John did substitute to God for all God had done for him. And so he did something nobody had ever done before. I'm not saying that because I don't want to take an offering. They've already taken one. I'm just telling you the story. And then that night, God paid him a visit. That's why I asked you to pray at the beginning that if God is visiting two people here today, you'll be one of them. Now, when God visited Solomon that night, several things happened. I won't have time to tell you all that happened, but I will mention five. And all the five will be to prepare you to pray like you have never prayed before. Because I can give you an assurance, there has never been a day like this in your life. I don't. So you better get all you can from God today. The first thing that Solomon got when God paid him a visit that night was a blank check. God said to him, ask anything you want. I'm not sure you are familiar with blank checks. People don't give it nowadays. And anyone who will give a blank check will either be crazy or the Almighty, particularly if he's giving it to me. A blank check is a check that is already signed by the one giving you. Your name is written, but the place where the amount is to be written is left blank. The fellow will say, take this check, write whatever amount you want. So you can understand. If anybody dares do that to me, God have mercy on him. Because I will practically clear whatever he has in his account. God gave Solomon a blank check. Ask anything you want. The only reason God could do that is because he's not an ordinary man. His bank in heaven has no limits. When you get to heaven, and I said when, in the mighty name of Jesus, you will be there. Yeah. You will discover that God is so wealthy, the streets are paved with gold. So there is a person who can say, ask anything you want. Not only that, he's not talking about material things now. He's saying anything. The one who said so, according to Jeremiah 32, verse 27, he said, I am the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? In other words, he's saying, do you want healing? Ask me. Has the doctor told you there's no hope for you? Ask the doctor, not me. Ask me. And I will show you that I'm the God of all flesh. And there's nothing too hard for me. Is it promotion you need urgently? You've probably been on the same spot for years. and there doesn't seem any possibility of you ever going higher, ask me. That's what he said to Solomon. Ask anything. And Jesus repeated the same thing in John chapter 14, verse 14. John chapter 14, verse 14. He said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. As a young Christian, when I just got born again, and I was reading the Bible, and I came to John chapter 14, verse 14, I stopped. Why did I stop? Because I'm a mathematician. And I know the meaning of all. I know the meaning of any. So if somebody says, ask me anything, a mathematician will stop. Who is the one speaking here? And then I had to go back to that John 14. And I mean, the one who is talking here, he can't be a liar. He didn't say, I'm the one who tells the truth. He said, I am the truth itself. From that day onward, I've been asking for big things. When the second thing that Solomon got that day was a creative miracle. What do we mean by creative miracle? When occasionally you have a problem, the problem could be congenital, in other words, you are born with it, and the doctor will say to you, sorry, sir, you were born with this one, there's very little we can do. And you want that thing corrected, you go to the one who made you at the beginning. If he grants your request, what you get is called a creative miracle. Or if you have a problem and the doctor said, this problem is because of old age, because it happened as a result of age. Let me just give you one example. John chapter 9. The Bible says God, Jesus Christ was passing by and he saw a man born blind. It wasn't that he had eye problems. From the day he was born, he had no eyes. And he decided, let's solve this problem. See, made of it with the mud. He put mud where the eyes were supposed to be. And when I explained it to small children, I said, this man was in a hurry to get to the world. He didn't wait for eyes. So when he got there, he suddenly discovered that I have two things missing, two eyes. And Jesus decided to show how man was created from the dust. And he put new eyes where these ones were supposed to be. He asked the man to go and wash. He washed, he came back seeing. That's called a creative miracle. Solomon was so dull as a boy that he himself knew he was dull. How do I know? When a man is thirsty and you ask him, what's for? Water. Solomon, you have a blank check. What do you want? He said, I want a new brain. You've made me a king, but I don't have the capacity to reign. Give me a new brain. And he got it. May I prophesy to someone here today that in the name that's above every other name, Whatever it is that is missing in your body, whatever is not the way it ought to be, you get a new part this morning. Why? Because the one who was visiting is the one who, according to John from verse 1 to 3, John chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. By Him were all things made, including you. So He made you, and He has the ability to put right whatever is wrong in your body. I've told you this story. Some of you have heard this story before. I was traveling from one center to another when we had a program, and I remember I was in a town called Sapele. I was preaching like this. Suddenly I was in the spirit. I don't know if you know what that word means. It means I was standing before the people, but I was out of the body. I was seeing the invisible. And what I saw was a young boy who was spirit. I didn't wait for the conclusion of the vision, but I announced, "Hey, there's a young boy here today. God wants to open his eyes. Bring forward the boy." Nobody moved. The boy's parents is here, and the boy's at home. Go and bring him. Nobody moved. I was disappointed. After the program, go home after the program and bring the boy. Nobody moved. I waited, nobody showed up. Very reluctantly, because I thought I've lost a miracle. Left Sapele for Akure, which was my next point of call. By the time I arrived, because I had waited 1 hour, somebody else was preaching. So I sat at the back of the congregation, not to cause distraction. As I was settling down, an old man got up, holding a small boy in his hand. And he began to go towards the altar. And I saw, that's the boy I saw. And as the man was moving towards the altar, you know, usually they have security people. They were moving to push him back to say, don't go. I began to run to reach this old man and the boy before the security people would push him back into the crowd. As I was running, the boy heard my footsteps. I've not reached him. But he heard my footsteps behind him and turned. And as he turned, his eyes opened. Nobody prayed for him. Nobody touched him. But there is someone called the Creator. And he can give you a creative miracle. Somebody will get one. Now, the thing that happened to Solomon that day was that he got a unique miracle. Go through the scriptures. You will never find another story exactly like that one that happened to Solomon that night. He got a unique, not only got a brand new brain, but God himself said in the text we read, there will be no one like you again, before you or after you. Now, when you go through the scriptures, you will find that almost all the scriptures, almost all the miracles recorded in the scriptures were unique. Moses at the burning bush, Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. Exodus 3, 1 to 5. That was a unique miracle. There was never another time when there was a bush burning and the bush was not consumed. Moses at the Red Sea, the man lifted his hand and the sea parted. It was never repeated. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went into the fiery furnace and came out alive. Never repeated. That's Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 6, Daniel went to the den of lions and came out alive. Never repeated. It reminds me of one false prophet in Ibadan who said, I can do what Daniel did. And he went into the zoo. They tried to restrain him. He would not be restrained. He jumped into the cage of lions. Initially, the lions backed away from him because this had not happened to them before. So he said, you see? Okay. But then he began to move forward to prove to the people, I can pat the lion on the head. And the lions finished him. Because there are miracles that are unique. Do you know there is a miracle with only your name written on it? And I believe that somebody here today is going to get a unique miracle. If you are the one, let me hear you say amen. Okay. Now, the fourth thing that happens to Solomon that night was that he got more than he asked for. He asked God only for a new brain. Just give me wisdom, give me understanding, so I can handle your people correctly. But then God said, all right, I will give you wisdom, I will give you understanding, I will give you wealth, I will give you riches, I will give you life, I will give you peace. He got more than he asked for. Why? Because the one who was visiting, according to Genesis 17 verse 1, Genesis 17 verse 1, is the one who is called the God and be called the mother's breast. You know the implication of that? At least in those days when have a set of twins and both of them will be breastfeeding. One is busy on the right, the other one is busy on the left. And they will drink and drink until they got tired. And the milk will still be flowing. God, the mother's breast. Every one of us can go to him and get everything we need until we say we don't want any more, and he will still say to all of us, is that all you can ask for? It's called Jehovah El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. He gave to Solomon more than he needed. In Psalm 23 verse 5, Psalm 23 verse 5. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. As a young Christian, as a younger Christian, I'm still young. I'm only 76, so I'm not that old. Though I'm looking around, I might be the oldest one here. As a younger Christian, when I read Psalm 23 verse 5, I asked God, because one of the joy I've always had when I was very young is that I can talk to him and he will reply. When the cup was full, why didn't you stop? Why the wastage? Because David said, my cup runs over. He said, I just want to show him that there's much more from where this blessing is coming from. You can never ask God for too much. As a matter of fact, if you ask too little, he feels insulted. I've told of an uncle of mine one of the richest men who ever lived in Nigeria. I mean, if you want to know how rich he was, he had 5 ocean liners. If you have just one, you've got it made. He had 5. He had 25 companies. Extremely wealthy. Now you go to my uncle and say, "Uncle, please give me £1,000. He will say, "I don't have." Uncle, please give me £10,000. He said, "I don't have." But you go to him and say, "Uncle, please give me £100,000. He said, "Hey, now you are talking. How can you come to me, chief, so, and begin to ask me for £1,000? Don't insult me. Now think of the Almighty God, the owner of heaven and earth, the one who says, 'Silver is mine, gold is mine,' the one who feeds all the birds of the air, all the domestic animals." And I mean, I come from the jungle. I've never seen an animal in the jungle that died of starvation. Not once. Why? Because God provides for them. And the one who provides for the lilies in the field, the flowers and everything, you now go to him and begin to ask for cookies. So when it is time to pray, and it won't be long from now, because you know I'm not a long preacher, I'm a mathematician. Please ask for something great. And it doesn't matter how great what you ask for, he will prove to you that it's more than enough. All right, so the fifth thing, which is the last thing that I want to mention, is that from that day onward, the joy of Solomon was full. You see, God has the ability to make the great greater. Solomon was already king. And when you are king, what else can you become? But he was a king with a limitation, a king with a hidden sorrow. He knew he wasn't clever. And then God came in. Kings were bringing wealth to him. Here is wisdom. And they came loaded with wealth. He had peace for the rest of his life. He had joy unlimited. He had wealth more than he can ever spend. I mean, he studied Solomon very well. Anytime they brought him silver, he said, "Go and dump it at the backyard." He insisted that anything that is not pure gold should not enter his palace. He had full joy. Why? Because the one who visited him according to something 11, the Bible says there is the fullness of joy. The one who is visiting you today has the ability to make your joy. And he says all you need to do is ask. John 16:24. He said, "Eat, ask till your joy be full." In other words, joy is determined by you. If you can't ask, that's your headache. Ask till your joy be full. A professor gave his life to Jesus when I went to minister at the University of Ibadan some years ago. When I came back, and when a professor says, "I have a question," you better get ready. So I was getting ready. Which angle is he going to come at me? He says, I want to know. I hope it is not dangerous to be happy all the time. He said, because since I gave my life to Jesus Christ last month, I hope it's dangerous. I said, this is what God wants to be normal for you. All we need to do is ask till our joy be full. Let me close. When God wants to visit, to see whether you want him to come in or you don't want him to come in. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Not to me, I will come in. And I will sup with him and he with me. In other words, he is saying, I mean, nothing harm today. I've arranged for you to be here. I have sent my servant all the way from Africa to come here. Out of almost 900 parishes of Redeemed Christian Church of God in the UK, you are the one chosen. I said, but if I say I want to come in, you still have to open the door to me. If he's the Almighty and he comes to my door and he's knocking, why should he lean to my? Jesus will not force you to receive him. He won't force you to surrender your life to him. He will not. He will only give you a gentle knock. Since I've been speaking now, something I've been saying to you, this message is for me. I must be the one Jesus came for. But it's time now to decide. To open the door of your heart, open the door of your life, and say, God, I'm opening to you today, Jesus, come in. Come in and be my Lord. Come in and be my Savior. If you do, he will come in, and everything will change from now on. Because as far as Solomon was concerned, things were never the same again for him. And for you, if you will come to Jesus now, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Let me warn you. The door of your heart to Jesus and you allow him to come in, he will take over completely. You ask him to come in, he won't come in as a tenant. He will become your landlord. He will guide you from now on. He will tell you what to do from now on. But you know the advantage of that? If he's a landlord, if any evil wants to come in, he will meet the evil at the door and tell the door, or tell the evil, you can't come in now. I am here. Secret, this is the house of the great physician. Death won't be able to come in because he will say this is the house of the one who is the resurrection and the life. Sorrow won't be able to come in because he will say in this house, in this life, there must be fullness of joy. If you want him to come in, he will come in. He won't force you. But if he knocks and you do not open the door to him, he will leave you. Knowing fully well a day is coming when you will come to. So the choice is yours, my brothers and sisters. If you will want to surrender your life to Jesus, you want to open the door of your heart, the door of your life to him, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. Before I say 5, come and stand before me, we'll pray for you, and Jesus will save your soul, and everything will change. For the better for you. I'm counting now. 1. 2. The choice is yours. It's not going to force you. But if you refuse to open to him, one day you will knock at his own door. 3. Keep clapping, keep clapping. They're coming. Now, don't wait for your friend. God might be visiting you as a person today, and he's waiting for you. Don't miss this opportunity. There may never be another one like this. God is waiting. He's calling you, asking you to come. 4. Thank you, Father. Keep clapping, keep clapping. Can you see 1 or 2 coming? Okay. 4. Thank you. Anyone else who wants to come? Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. That's the final countdown. Yes, God bless you, my sister. Please keep the eyes open. Keep the eyes open. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You are not late yet. Come on. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. This is your day. Keep the eyes open, please. Let them come. God bless you. Any other person? Yes. God bless you. Keep coming. Keep coming. Anyone else? Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Why are you tired of clapping? Keep coming, keep coming. Anyone else who wants to come? You are not late yet. Yes, God bless you. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. This is your day, this is your day. Don't miss this opportunity. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Any other person? Any other person? Yes, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. God bless you. I wait 5 seconds more. God bless you. Any other person? Please come quickly. This is your day of salvation. God bless you. Okay. Thank you, Father. Now, those of you who have come forward, I want you now to talk to the Almighty God. Just tell him, I've come to surrender my life to you. I'm asking that you please have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive my sins. Become my Lord and Savior. Just go ahead, talk to him as simply as that. And the rest of us, please, let's stretch our hands towards these people and intercede for them, that the Almighty God, the Savior himself, will save their souls, will forgive all their sins, and bring them into the family of God and give them a brand new beginning. Let's intercede for them, brethren. Intercede for them for another 1 minute. Thank you, Father. And if anyone still wants to come, you are not late yet. You can still come. Hurry up. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Savior, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your word. And thank you for these wonderful people that have come forward this morning. I'm asking, Lord God Almighty, that you will receive them. You will save their souls. You will forgive all their sins. I pray that your blood will wipe away all their sins and that you will write their names in the book of life. Father, I'm praying that from today onward, anytime they call on you, you will answer them by fire. And I pray that they will serve you for the rest of their lives. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that on the last day in your kingdom, these people will not be missing. Amen. Thank you, Almighty God. Now, in a moment, I'm going to ask your children to pray. You are visiting. You are the one who said we should call on the Almighty God while he's near. You can be nearer than now. Today, please answer them. What they ask of you today, before the sun sets, Lord, give unto them.
Amen.
And every time I hear concerning Nottingham, it will be good news.
Amen.
Thank you, my Father and my God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Now, those of you who have come forward, I want to congratulate you. I want to make you a solemn promise. From now on, by God's grace, I'll be praying for you. So I'll be needing your names. The counselors will be attending to you. Stay where you are and be part of the prayer we're about to pray. Because I've just said that whatever you ask God today, he will give it to you. So you want to join the rest in praying to the Almighty God. The rest of us, are we ready to pray?
Yes.
Stand on your feet and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have to forget everybody on your right, everybody on your left, and lift your voice to the Almighty God loud and clear and say, Father,
Father,
I know this is a special day in my life. Let all my needs be met today. Go ahead and then tell him what the needs are. Go ahead. Don't consider anybody else. Just focus on God, the things that you want him to do for you.
Come on, church, pray. Speak to your God this morning. Mandali prahasotolum rahedelia. Father, creative miracles in my life. Creative miracles. Creative miracles. Creative miracles. Please, everybody in front of the counselor, they're waving their hands to you, please. Church, pray. You have 10 minutes to talk to your daddy. You have 10 minutes to rain down heaven over you. Ask him anything you want him to do for you. Knock the gate of heaven this morning. Don't stop. Come on, church, pray this morning. Come on, church, pray this morning. Mandalebo shatalaba halebo. You this morning, and all he's saying is ask. All he's saying is ask him. Come on, church, pray to God this morning. Creative miracle, a unique miracle. Something that you will live your life to remember. Something that you will never forget for the rest of your life. Pray to your Father this morning. Church, pray this morning. I want that unique miracle. And next week, Sunday, you will give testimony in your church. That testimony that will happen, and next week Sunday there will be a testimony. Somebody pray like you mean it this morning. Come on, cry to God this morning. I want a creative miracle in my business. I want a creative miracle in my career. I want a creative miracle in my study. I put in my home. I want a creative miracle in them. Somebody pray this morning. Mark to shop. Say the Lord is doing it already. The Lord is giving you that unique miracle. The way where seems he's opened the rivers in the desert is making a way for us this morning. Somebody for a creative miracle. Pray, you stop them all. Stop praying. Don't stop praying. Come on, church, don't stop praying. Lord, I need a miracle. I need a unique miracle. The last prayer, I want somebody to pray. Say, Father, let my joy be full. Joy be full. Somebody open your mouth and say, God of heaven, let my joy be full. In name of Jesus, before the end of this year, before the end of this year, let my full. Somebody cry to God. Before the end of this year, let my joy be full. No more sorrow in my place of work. No more sorrow in my career. No more sorrow in my family. No more sorrow in my business. Father, let my joy. Father, let my joy be full. Father, let my joy be full. You are the only one that knows where that shoe is pinching you. You are the only one that knows that problem this morning. Cry to God and say, Father, let my joy be full. Let my joy be full. Give me more than I bargained for. Give me more that I desire. Give me more that I am looking for. Give me more that I am thinking about. Give me more that I am working for. Exceedingly, the Bible says your God is able to do more than you can think, more than you can imagine. Oh God of heaven, give me more this year. Somebody pray for more. Somebody pray for more. I need more. I need more. I need more. Oh, you think all you need is husband. But God says, I am giving you more than an husband. I am giving you a child. I am giving you more. Somebody pray for more this morning. Somebody pray for more. The Bible says Solomon never fight another battle because God gave him more. God gave me more this morning. More. 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 Somebody pray for more. My calls are open. My calls are open. I'm hungry for more. More of anointing. More of grace. More of power. More Jesus. I need more this morning. I just want more. More exceedingly, abundantly. More this morning. Man, I need more. Choir, can I please have you on stage, please? I need more this morning. More than I bargain for. More than I yearn for. Is somebody still praying for more this morning? Is somebody still praying for more this morning? I give you more. More in your business. More in your career. Heavens are open upon us, nothing else. Let us for no more for this city, for the city of Nottingham. Let's declare more for this city. Hallelujah. More, Jesus. We declare more over the city in the name of Jesus. We declare more over the city. For in Jesus' mighty name, we prayed. Before we give our thanksgiving, turn away the captivity of Zion. The Bible says we are like them that dreams. I want someone to praise God. Hallelujah. Because I got the miracle already. I got the victory already. So I want you to praise God. But before we praise God, I want this venue to know there's some set of people here. We're going to shout a screaming hallelujah. And I am not talking about the hallelujah that you pocket one hand and you're looking at your table. I want you to have a screaming hallelujah. And after that, I want the choir to give us a danceable song. You're going to praise God. You're going to give him all the glory. And as you give him all the glory, your blessing will be permanent in the name of Jesus. So look at your neighbor and say, are you ready to shout hallelujah? Let somebody shout hallelujah! Let someone shout hallelujah! Let someone shout hallelujah! Let someone shout hallelujah! Let someone shout hallelujah!
Worthy of honor, worthy of glory, worthy of praise. Worthy of honor, worthy of glory, worthy of praise. Redeemed us by the blood of the Lamb, set our spirit free. Worthy of honor and worthy of glory and worthy of praise is thee. Worthy of honor and worthy of glory and worthy of praise is fire. Have me sing this worthy.
Worthy of honor.
Worthy.
Worthy of glory.
Worthy. Jesus, you are worthy.
Worthy.
Worthy. He has given us. You are worthy, worthy, worthy. Worthy of honor and worthy of glory and worthy of praise. This is worthy, 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 worthy. Jesus, we declare you are worthy, worthy, worthy. You are worthy,
worthy,
worthy, worthy of honor and worthy of glory and
worthy of praise.
I redeem all it. I redeem all it. I redeem all it.
You are giving your thanksgiving offering to God, thanking God and believing God for more. So make sure it's a good offering. Body of God, praise this. Hallelujah.
No longer in the grave. I know. Hallelujah. 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 He is the Lord and he reigns on. Are you saved? He is the Lord and he reigns on. Are you saved? Oh, we walk into darkness, created the light. Oh, I come to him never when living day. You see, he will come in power when we call on his name. So show your power. Show your power. Show your power. Oh Lord, show your power. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Aga, aga, one more time, we'll take it. He's the Lord, and he rides on. Are you
high? He's the Lord.
We die comforting, never ending in day. You see, he will come in power when we call on his name. Show your power. Show your power in our life. Show your power in our home. Show your power in our marriage. Show your power in the city. Show your power in our life. Show your power. Show your power. Show your power. Show your power. Oh Lord, Aga, Aga.
Hallelujah. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. What a wonder of salvation, purchase of God, born of the Spirit. Washed in his blood. This is my story. Oh, this is my story. Praising my Savior. Oh, God the Lord. Oh, this is my story. Praising my Savior. Oh, I'm praising my Savior. Oh, this is my story. Oh, this is my story. Praising my Savior. All that they love.